in this final session on the study session following Birchos HaTorah, I'd just like to make a point that the second Elu Devarim that we recite, the items, the mitzvah, Sha'adam Ochel Peroseim Balom Hazev at Karen Kayamas Lololom Haba, where the principal reward is in the next world and the fruits are in this world. So there's a list of 10 items. Four of the items are found in the Mishnah in Peah, and that is Kibud Avaim, honoring one's parents, Gemilus Chasadim, acts of kindness, Hava Shalom Bein Adam Lachaveiro, bringing peace between a person and his fellow Jew, and Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and Torah study. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Aleph cites a brisa, which was found by the name of Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan cited this brisa that he found, and he said there are six things that are in this list. What are they? Hachnasas Arachim, inviting guests, Biker Cholim, visiting the sick, Iyun Tfila, careful attention to prayer, Hashkamas Beis HaMidrash, coming early to study Torah, Vamagadil Barav L'Tamu Torah, raising your children for Torah study, Vadonis Chaver L'Kavzchus, and judging your friend favorably. So you have these two lists, and the truth is the compilers of the Siddur sort of added both lists for a total of 10 items. However, if you paid attention, you'd realize that there are two items in our Elu Devarim that are not found in this Gemara or the Mishnah, and those two items are Hachnasas Kalan and Levayas Hameis, escorting the bride to her wedding, and also escorting the deceased to be giving honor to the deceased to be buried. Those two are not found in the Mishnah and the Gemara. And the two items that are found in the Gemara that are not found in our Siddur are Hamagado Barav L'Talmud Torah and Dan Chaver L'Kavzchus, teaching your son Torah and judging someone favorably. So it's fascinating that the compilers of the Siddur omitted the last two items and substituted them with Hachnosis Kala and Levoyis Hameis. So the Maram Shik actually addresses this issue, and he says that, well, he wants to say that the issues of Hamagado Banav L'Talmud Torah, Vahadonis Chaveru L'Kaf Schus, so they're included in other items. Let's Donis Chaveru L'Kaf Schus, judging someone favorably, and also raising your child to study Torah. It seems that they pertain to perhaps Gemilus Chasadim or Talmud Torah, so they're already included in the other list, so we didn't need to include those two. Why do we include the two items of Hachnosis Kala Ulevayis Hameis? So perhaps could be that the halacha is, based on the Gemara and Ksuvos, that we cease the study of Torah in order to engage in Levayas Hameis or Achnasas Kala, to escort a bride, or if, God forbid, you need to help bury someone. And in fact, that halacha is codified in Evan Ho'ezer, Samach Hei Seif Aleph in the Ramah. So perhaps they felt that since these two mitzvos, Benam Lachaveh, or surpass, sometimes override the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so they felt that it's important to include those items, and as those are very important mitzvos, and they're even to the extent that you would stop Talmud Torah regarding those two particular mitzvos.